Following was recorded in someone's basement. Welcome to the Pro Wrestling Outsider Show, The Pro Show! With your hosts, Kyle Joseph and Mark Cote. Take it away, guys!
Hey everyone, I'm Kyle, and I'm also Kyle. It's just me today, recording from the road after a lovely day of board game road tripping with my lovely lady Bobby. Say hi, Bobby.
Hi.
Mark is out this week, but he will be back next week when we talk about or get ourselves up to date on the world of WWE, AEW, the usual. So on today's episode, you've just got me, and we are going to cover C4's, I guess, the first show of 2020, taking place this Friday, the 17th of January. It is Snowpiercer, so we'll break down all the matches that have been listed out so far. Obviously, the card is subject to change, and there's a potential that we do have additional matches added, and I know there will be at least one on the pre-show, but we'll talk about that coming up after the break. And next week, I will be back on the Rockin' Rager at Sea, Chris Jericho's cruise. Last year was a Ring of Honor and Impact Wrestling joint venture. This time around, it'll be AEW. So I will be going through all the events that are taking place next week on the ship. And then when I get back, I'll be able to tell you guys all about it. So stay tuned. I will be right back. Thanks very much, folks. I am back once again on my own in the car with a napkin full of notes and some wrestling to talk about. So I'm going to go through the card as currently stated for C4 Snowpiercer taking place January the 17th at the usual location. VIP tickets are sold out. There are still some GA tickets available. Vertigo Records, Odds and Sod Shop, and as well as the venue. So you're more than welcome to get those tickets there. I do recommend getting them in advance just because you never know when they're going to sell out. And in the past, at least three or four shows, people have been turned away at the door because there just isn't enough space. So I'm going to tell you, not even if. You need to come to the show. It's going to be a fantastic time. Get your tickets in advance. Solidify your spot so you're not stuck standing or standing outside looking through the window to see other people having fun. That being said, here we go. We're going to list the card in no particular order. There is going to be, as typically happens, a match before, you know, the show officially kicks off. Usually it's an opportunity to get some of the newer talent an opportunity in the ring to showcase what they have, make a good impression for Mark for future bookings. I got to think maybe somebody like Alexander Cable or John Morrisseau, perhaps Vinnie Moon. Some of those guys that we usually see in the opening, you never know, they may come back again. So that being said, once the show starts, we've got a full card so far. I feel like it's going to be pretty solidified. There may be one match or so left to go. But up first is a kind of a special match, the match of animals, so to say. We have Bear Country taking on the Space Pirates. Had a chance last show to see Bear Country. These guys were quite impressive. For very large men, they do move around quite well and have a lot to offer, and the crowd really dug them. So they're going to put on a good show. Shane Sabre and Space Monkey, they have their thing going. They're a strong tag team. They're going to put on a hell of a show. I feel like Bear Country, though, is going to take this one. I could be wrong. Obviously, they'll know, but that's what I think is going. Up next, we have I think it's a first-time match. LaFisto returning. She always puts on a great effort. She is, really in it to win it. She puts it all on the line. She doesn't allow her smaller stature to get in the way. And she definitely, maybe as a positive or a negative, puts her body on the line for our entertainment. So we have to applaud that. She's taking on Too Cold Scorpio, who I haven't seen since he was a member of the Job Squad back in the WWF days. I've never seen him live, so this will be interesting to see for me. I could not tell you who's going to win this one. I am just interested to see if Too Cold is as high-flying as he used to be, or if age has taken a hold of him. Up next, we are going to have a... Or not up next, as well on the card, we have the Tag Team Championship match. The newly crowned champions from last episode or last show, TDT, taking on the Main Street Posse, which is a tag team I've never seen before, so I'm always excited to see new talent. This team is comprised of Aiden Agro and Danger Kid. So I feel like it's going to be a matchup of contrasting styles. TDT being the strong, powerful, some might say violent, versus I kind of only guess that Main Street Posse is more of a high-flying, maybe quicker, I don't know what the right word is, slippery, if a wrestler can be slippery. So excited to see this one. I feel like the TDT is going to retain their titles, but I am looking forward to it. Like I said, I always have an appreciation for new talent coming in. You never know who you're going to fall in love with in the ring and become a huge fan of theirs. As well, I'm pretty sure it's a debut for C4 Wrestling. Brian Pillman Jr. is coming to town, the son of the late Brian Pillman. I know, no surprise there. He's been getting a lot of talk on the independent circuit. You see him all the time on a lot of the other wrestlers. Ethan Page has got him on his vlog, and he shows up in all sorts of other venues. So he's in a triple threat match. Him, Kobe Durst, Stu Grayson. I know what Kobe and Stu bring to the table. A lot of self-sacrifice and a lot of violence. I'm interested to see what Brian offers. I haven't seen anything of him in the ring. So again, new face for me. Excited to see it. He rocks the mullet. You got to appreciate a guy who can rock a mullet. Bobby is shaking her head no. I appreciate the mullet. So we will see what happens there. Just most recently announced, we have Aiden Prince versus Mike Speedball Bailey. Aiden Prince, I had the chance to see him for the first time last show. Super impressed with him. Like I said before, he took the fastest dive through the ropes I've ever seen. Even the crowd wasn't ready for it. I'm pretty sure my newfound friend Val and her husband were the lovely recipients of one hot, sweaty man coming flying at him. But nonetheless, this one is going to be fast. It's going to be really entertaining. These guys are really going to push the limits of what they can do. I'm really looking forward to this one. I think this one might actually even steal the show, just with what I've seen from both these guys before. Super excited. Really looking forward to it. I feel like Mike Speedball Bailey is going to come out on the end, in the end on top. And again, excited to talk about this one, you know, when I get back from my cruise, because I think this is going to be the one to talk about. Also announced is a big 8-person tag. We have Sexy Eddie and his return, and his gyrations and pelvic thrusts and super penis, and his protege Puff, who also does some gyrations. We also have him teaming up with Scrapper James Stone, who I'm always enjoy to see in the ring. And actually, I really enjoy following him on the old Twitter as well. And Alexia Nicole. So those four are going to take on Fight or Flight, Pretty Ricky, and Kevin Bennett. Pretty Ricky, I am not familiar with. I've never seen him before. So again, another new face. Always happy to see Kevin Bennett, part of the Buffalo Brothers. Always enjoyable in the ring. And Fight or Flight, they're Fight or Flight. You know, they are something to be had. I know that they are Haley's favorite. It's not true, but she's not listening, so she won't yell at me. So these guys are up, and we'll see where it goes from this one. All right, as well, we have the main event of essentially no holds bar. It's a no DQ. It is a rematch. We have Daniel Garcia, Red Death Daniel Garcia. He is defending his championship for the first time, takes on his old foe, Evil Uno. When I saw these two guys, It was last year because it was still at St. Anthony's. I've never seen more chest chops in any match in my life. Both of them were giving it good, taking it good. I probably screamed a million times after each one because they all look painful. This one's going to be a lot of fun. This one will be everywhere. So be prepared. Clear your seats. Don't bring any valuables because stuff's getting wrecked. I think Daniel Garcia is going to retain. The Dark Order seems to be maybe a little bit busy taking on other foes. I will say that Evil Uno dropped a fantastic promo. You can check it out on C4's Facebook page. And then Daniel Garcia with his rebuttal as well. Love seeing this. I love the interaction. I like these opportunities to build more into these stories and build up this more anticipation. So that being said, that match is going to happen. I think Daniel Garcia will retain. And that wraps up the card for now. I'll have more to talk about once the show is done. It will be a lot of fun nonetheless. Once again, that takes place on January 17th. There are still GA tickets available. A couple of other things to note. January 31st, C4 is returning to Beyond the Pale for C4 Underground. First match to be announced. I feel so bad for him. But local hero, fan favorite, Young Gun, needs a cheeseburger, Junior Benito is taking on the walking weapon, Josh Alexander. I feel so bad for Junior because his chest is going to get lit up. It is going to be, there might even need to be child services called for this one because he's going to beat him badly. There'll be more on that one as the card comes out. Once again, tickets are on sale for that one. Beyond the Pale is hosting it on the 31st of January. And Femme Fatale returns to St. Anthony's on February 21st. Closer to the date, I'll have some more about what's going on. Some of the names have already been starting to get announced. Lefisto is going to be returning. She unfortunately suffered an injury before the last year's show. But she is, at this point in time, slated to return. So that should be another great night of all women's wrestling. Marin is coming. She's excited. It's the one event she really looks forward to because she likes being able to see all of these amazing women doing amazing things that neither one of us will ever be able to do. So that's that. That wraps up C4 for the Prime Ready to Go for Friday. Card obviously subject to change, but I will have my review of the show when I get back from the cruise. Speaking of cruise, after the break, I will give you guys a heads up of what's going on the Rocking Rager at Sea. I think it's called the second wave, something like that, or part deux. So I will let you guys all know what goes on there, and then I'll be able to talk about it all when I return. So please hang tight, and I will be back. Thank you. Hey everyone, once again, I am Kyle, all alone in a car. Well, not alone, Bobby's with me, but she has no interest in talking wrestling. She just likes to go and stare at all the attractive men in their tight shorts. But I digress. So up next, I wanted to break down this year's Rockin' Wrestling Rager at Sea Part 2. This one will be an interesting one. It definitely doesn't have the same lineup as last year. I would say it's probably a little thinner. But isn't necessarily a bad thing. I felt like it was really hard to manage everything last year. So when Bobby and I went through the schedule, all the things that I really wanted to cover, then it seemed to be a little more manageable this year than last year. So just a little reminder from last year, it was the Ring of Honor and Impact Wrestling co-event. We had the Elite were there, Young Bucks, Cody, Marty Scurll, Adam Page, Kenny Omega, the likes of the Briscoes and Dalton Castle, Matt Taven, Johnny Impact, Sammy Callahan. We had some special guests with Diamond Dallas Page doing his DDPY, Mick Foley. We had Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, Rey Mysterio, Raven, SoCal Val, Noelle Foley, Melissa Santos. Then we had some podcasts going, Busted Open Radio, Keeping It 100, Killing the Town, Unprofessional Wrestling Show, Beyond the Darkness, and some music acts, Corey Taylor, Phil Campbell and the Bastard Sons, to name a couple, and some comedians, the likes of Craig Gass, Brad Williams, Sal and Q from the Tenderloins, or you might know them from the Impractical Jokers. So I'm just going to break down the 2019, as they're going to call it, or 2020 lineup, what we're currently going with here. So once again, your master of ceremonies is Le Champion Chris Jericho. His guest of honor will be Nature Boy Ric Flair. All wrestling will be presented by AEW. That includes, from what I've been told, whether it's going to be live or not, I'm not sure. But they will be doing an episode of Dynamite on the ship. So that'll be interesting to see how that all works out. So you're going to get the likes of, once again, Cody and Kenny and the Young Bucks. Johnny Moxley's going to be on there. MJF, Sammy Guevara, Jack Hager, Santana Ortiz again. So you're getting the Inner Circle. Obviously, Brandi Rhodes will be there. Pac, Adam Page once again. SCU will be there again. Women's Champion Rio, Ali, Britt Baker. Then you have the Jurassic Express in Luchasaurus, Jungle Boy, and Marco Stunt. Bad Boy Joey Janela will be making an appearance. Nyla Rose, Penelope Ford, Private Party, Darby Allin, Priscilla Kelly, ring announcer Justin Roberts will be there. We also have QT Marshall and Kip Sabin. So a lot of the solid lineup for AEW. I'm hoping that we'll still get to see some other people show up. Hopefully the Dark Order would be really cool. Have a chance to chat with them while we're on the cruise. And some other guys, so you never know who might show up. We have it, essentially the cruise is hosted by Gabriel Iglesias. It was supposed to be Brad Williams. Scheduling conflict came up. So Gabriel Iglesias, Fluffy, is taking his place. And the cruise director for this cruise will be one and only, Vicky Guerrero.
Excuse me!
Bobby's looking at me like she has no idea what's going on. So that said, then we have some special guests. We do have a couple of members of the NWO in Scott Hall and Xbox, Sean Waltman. We also have Booker T, Jake the Snake, DDP is coming back. And we got some podcast favorites, Eric Bischoff, The Man, Conrad Thompson will be there. We also have Chavo Guerrero, Queen Charmel, MVP Lisa Marie Veyron, Shaw Guerrera, Teddy Irvine, Chris's dad will be there again, Red Cup Jeff, and the one and only Jack Slade. So in terms of podcasts, we're going to get some podcasts going, so this should be interesting. Talk to Jericho is going to have a couple of shows that once I go through the lineup, I'll break down some of the special shows going on. The Wrestling Observer Live, 83 weeks. The Hall of Fame with Booker T and Brad Gilmore. Beyond the Darkness is coming back, as well as Xbox One, 2, 360. Musical lineup, just to name some of them. Again, the usual, Fozzy will be there, rocking the show for quite a bit, actually. I think he does enjoy performing for people, so he'll be featured a couple of different times. We also have Light the Torch, Jared James Nichols, Kick Axe, Farewell to Fear, Dark Sky Choir, The Killer Queens, which is a Queens, an all-female Queens cover band. Then we have Rubik's Cube, that do kind of a 80s, 90s music. Dave Spivak Project is back, as well as the Vaudettes. And then we even get some more comedy. So last year we had Brian Williams, and we had Raven do his own stead. So this time around we have Bruce Jingles, and Craig Gass is back. So in terms of the schedule, though, it is pretty spread out. We are looking at Monday night, Tuesday evening, Wednesday, and Thursday. We're back in in port first thing Friday morning. Tuesday is our full day in the Bahamas, so usually they leave the morning to have everyone have a chance to just go and enjoy themselves. So some of the things coming up, there will be wrestling throughout the week. Not sure exactly what will kind of carry through storylines in terms of the Dynamite series, or what will be just kind of some special events like they did last year. Hopefully we'll get to see some fun and interesting matchups. In terms of podcasts, though, which is what I'm really looking forward to, Talk is Jericho will be doing it with Ric Flair. Then there's also a Ric Flair, I guess, cosplay contest called Show Me the Flair. There'll be some bowling going on throughout the events. And then that's on the, just on the Monday. There isn't a whole lot else going on. There's some karaoke. But as people are trying to board the ship, they want to kind of keep it a little light for the first night, get everyone accustomed to where they're being. So like I said, second day, we're in Bahamas for the day. So most of the morning is filled up with just people enjoying themselves. Then we're going to get some wrestling. Talk to Jericho podcast is back with Jake the Snake Roberts. And another show that I'm interested in seeing is MVP's Most Valuable Prisoners, his one-man show. That should be really interesting. I know he does have quite a colored past. And then Beyond the Darkness is running there. Do you believe in ghosts type story? So that is clearly not for me. Wednesday is going to be the first full day. A lot going on here. Yoga's going on the deck. Kenny Omega's running a Super Smash Brothers tournament all throughout Wednesday and Thursday. We're going to get an 83 weeks podcast, which I'm excited to be able to witness to. Because I was one of the first 400 people to sign up for the cruise, we are have the luxury of a Q&A with Chris Jericho for an hour. So I'm really interested to see what he's got to say, what kind of questions people ask. I have till the 15th of December to submit a question. So if there's a question that you guys want to know, let me know. I'll throw it up there. I don't care. And if it gets picked, then I'll let you know, and we'll see what he has to answer. Unfortunately, as a result of this, I won't be able to join the Booker T podcast because it takes place at the same time. And then we also get a NWO podcast on This Is Jericho. Super excited, interested to see how that goes, and can't wait for that. Jake the Snake will be doing a comedy set. I'm pretty sure it's going to be the same one that I've already seen, so don't really need to go and see that one twice. That being said, we're going to get some bowling going and some more karaoke. That kind of rounds out the Wednesday festivities, again, along with what I believe will be an episode of Dynamite. In terms of our Thursday, the last day, we get the Xbox One 2360 podcast. Hoping to check out that. A special Chris Jericho podcast. This is Talk to Jericho. With the Gathering of the Guerreros. So obviously Vicky will be there. Saul, I think that's how you pronounce her name. And Chavo. So that one should be have a lot of great stories in there. Super interested to see that. And that kind of, to be honest with you, runs it about it. Like I said, this one is a lot lighter. I think it's probably not a bad thing. There's enough wrestling to quench your thirst in that aspect. We've got a bunch of podcasts that you can be witness to, and a lot of music, and no real need to kind of fill up everyone's time every second of the day, so you're not rushing to try and catch everything. I'm assuming that there will be, again, the meet and greets at some point in time. I can't imagine I'll be subjecting myself to that again. In the end, as much as it was nice to be able to say hello to everybody, I think I'd rather just spend some time soaking up the sun or doing something else. So that being said, that kind of wraps up what's going to happen on the cruise as it currently stands. When I get back, I'll be more than happy to talk about what happened, share some pictures, share some stories, and hopefully it'll be a good time. So once again, I have till the 15th of December to ask Chris Jericho a question. And so if you have anything that you want me to ask him, let me know, and I will do that for you. I apologize, everyone. The 15th of January, Bobby has been correcting me. She is my producer on this one, making sure I don't screw up too much, which obviously I do all the time. So, yeah. So the January 15th, because we're in January now, so that's a couple more days. Once again, if you have an opportunity and you have something you want to ask Chris Jericho, fire it over. I'll send it off and we'll hopefully it'll get asked and I'll let you know what he has to say. So once again, this is Kyle. No surprise there. Thank you so much for joining me. C4 coming up 17th of January, which is this Friday. I'll be heading out on the cruise on Monday, the following Monday, and I'll be back in a week's time to be able to share my experiences and go from there. So thanks again for joining me very much. Mark will be back next week with us to talk WWE. We have NXT Blackpool that's going on today, being Sunday. We have a couple weeks from now, we have the Rumble and NXT's Worlds Collide, which is the NXT UK versus regular NXT. We have the Rumble to talk about. Mark will probably offer a preview of that next week. And then I'll be back, talk about the cruise, talk about C4, talk about the Rumble. Lots to talk about when I get back. I think I've rambled on long enough. I am clearly losing my voice because I have not stopped to breathe for 12 and a half minutes. I'm sure you have had a chance to have lots of rest while listening to me ramble on. So this is the end of me for this evening. Thank you again. You're listening to the Pro Wrestlers Outsider Show. My name is Kyle, and I'm done.